The Dead Cat Bounce by Sarah Graves, narrated by Lindsay Ellison.
Chapter 1. My house is old and rambling and in some disrepair, and I think that it is faintly haunted. A cold spot forming inexplicably on the stairway, a scuttling in the hall. Then, of course, there is the matter of the enigmatic portrait, whose mystery I had not yet managed to resolve on that bright April morning when, after living cheerfully and peacefully in the house for over a year, I found a body in the storeroom. Coming upon a body is an experience like childbirth or a head-on collision that takes the breath out of a person. I went back through the passageway between the kitchen and the small unheated room where in spring I kept dog food and dahlia bulbs, and where apparently I now stored corpses. "Ellie," I said, "there's a dead man out there on the floor." Ellie White looked up from the kitchen workbench where she was planting pepper seeds, sprinkling a few into each little soil-filled peat pot to be set out later in the cold frame. Ellie has coppery hair cut short around a thin, serious face lightly dusted with freckles. Her pale blue eyes are so intense that even through her glasses, her gaze makes you feel your X-ray is being taken. Her index finger paused in the act of tamping soil onto a pepper seed. "Who?" she asked. Sometimes I think Ellie has formaldehyde in her veins. For instance, when I moved to Maine, I thought sill work meant painting them. And if you have ever restored an elderly house, you will understand the depths of my innocence.